Okay, thank you for your cooperation. So when she gets in control of that corporation, what happens? What does she do? Well, of course, she thinks about it, checks out, and tries to understand what it is doing, that corporation. And understands it's just doing stupid social media, whatever things, something mindless entertainment or whatever, or just money making for its own sake. Maybe they don't even know what it is doing. That's probably bigger and better. It's owning this company, that company that they bought up just to eliminate them and get control over them, and then get investors and money in that way. So in this way, the company owns a large part of the world. As there are other companies who own a large part of the world, hierarchical systems, companies owning companies. So they are like powerful, like more than countries. So this is not one of the biggest countries in the world, this company, but significant. Or maybe it is one of the biggest, I don't know. There are a few real big male-ish, you know, heavy ones. You can have her dreaming there about them, you know, as if they had this huge office, corporate buildings, you know, shaped as almost like sculptures of super powerful men or women, like giants roaming the surface of the planet. Or even like these big corporate machineries crawling across the surface of the earth and just consuming everything. And it comes over, sucking the oil of the ground and eating the plants and the animals and even the humans. Using them as work horses. So there you go. Some of those then are run by and ruled by psychopaths. Whatever that means, it means those who have no empathy, or just are completely selfish. And up there in the higher power position, they are like superior beings who use the stupid humans as cattle. And wants to make the human stupid. You know, this could be 1984 times. Not plus 50 or something, or 40. Because that's much what it is now. Or maybe we'll put this in the story somewhere around Action 1984. And tell all this going on there behind the screen. Yeah. You could have a chapter, a couple of them, about 1984. That year, what's happening here in our story then. But anyway, the point then would be that she, being a woman and one who is for real, who is actually, and she doesn't know it, you know, she's part of this awares group, and they are basically devotees. Maybe it was started by the kids or some of those, or started before that by a parent or some other oldie, and the kids then they take this up, and it's this cool overgrown movement. And they are actually devotees. They are actually good, honest people, trying to also show by their own example that being just a good, nice, honest person who is a lover of God and all fellow beings, it's not something exclusive or strange or religious or but actually very nice to be. And universal, so they're kind of just drifting away from this old-fashioned group-based religion, organization, what do you call it, this institutionalized religion, and are So she's one of them, one of us, because they include the author and the producers. It's actually, this film is made by the Awares, or whatever we're going to call them. So, then what does she do? They have these enormous amounts of money that are not actually money, but stock in other companies. Own companies, so on. And down there somewhere there is money. And of course everyone working and there gets money. And of course the bosses have huge bank accounts and so on. But the real value, the trillions and whatever it is of money that the company's worth is needs to be liquidated. So she just sells the companies, because she owns everything, so she sells them up from the bottom up. Or maybe at the bottom, so that they become like the usual, the original form of, you know, locally family-owned company or whatever, friend-owned company, the original founders of them. And she pays for, she owns, and they can buy it from her at a very reasonable cost, because there's so many of them. And when you add that all up, then all of a sudden the bigger owner of the other smaller companies up there in the hierarchy, they are emptied out and they just disappear, and they're all sold, and she makes a lot of money on that, which she invests in real good honest projects. Because first of all, this big corporation owns so much money now that it can maintain itself forever almost. But also by not owning so many other companies in the companies. So expensive, it's not so expensive anymore, so it becomes a very strong, super stable, self-sustainable corporation, which is completely independent of the stock market and all of that. Maybe she turns all the money into all these shares into gold or something like that. Maybe not even that, because well, then rather, I don't know, something like that, which makes a lot of people happy with their lives, you know, just fair and honest, not exploitative. And all the useless bosses in the different levels, they can get jobs in the company they were bossing over before, learn something about life, and all kinds of interesting things can go on here. So in any case, she is then turning this corporation to one that, again, is powerful like a country, but that is based upon not the psychopath concept of just making profit for the shareholders, but to make this planet and those living on her happy and wholesome and healthy, wealthy and wise. So in this way, this corporation is, of course, challenging the other ones, the psychopath ones, and there is a conflict that we can build this story much upon. They try to stop her or them now because there's a team now, but at the same time, she could remain invisible. She could even continue working down there in the basement. In the server room. Yes, maybe there's someone in the server room who's then bought or bribed or threatened by this monster corporation competitor and trying to tap data or put all kinds of little intrigues and battles there, and they use that one to cheat the other one and make something positive. So it doesn't become a fight about killing your enemies, but by tricking them. So what they do, if possible, to you turn it back, and not to hurt them, but to do something good with it. To use it to your advantage, which is to work for the advantage of everyone who lives on the planet. nice. Okay, as I am speaking these words, there is this whole thing. How is it gonna end? Or when is it gonna end? People don't understand how serious it is. This war there, which could turn into a crazy third world war, if it isn't already. And this drama, we could even put in this story that yeah, actually, how this, because we started in the server room and she knows very well, and these are where they're like hackers, so they know very well, have access to all levels of the online world, and can see and know perfectly well how propaganda is being used. So we bring that whole thing into it, in that war, which then goes on then maybe, but with the proxy, you know, and that could be connected, I don't know exactly which order and on the time frame, but the what's happening there in that little country over in the, well, it could be Sweden or something like it, on a country that some or other doesn't play by the rules anymore, rather tries to become independent and live its own culture. It's self-sufficient, and which is in turn has been inspired by that little town. Which has been inspired by that trouser factory. Which has been inspired by that girl was born in the family of that factory owner and then went to Stockholm. Or maybe it is a boy and it's Pio, I don't know. That would be interesting, but anyway. Just to camouflage our story a bit. So, but anyway, these are two different stories, or is it? No, it isn't really. So anyway, yeah, perhaps that's a good idea. So it really starts with that funny, those funny kids in that town there, and then that idea comes up. And they just teamwork there, yes, that's what it is. They start this, and they then also become part of starting this awareness, comes from Sweden, or that country, whatever we want to choose, but it should look very much like Sweden. So yeah, then this, it spreads to all the nation, local sustainability, every little town should take care of itself, we'll do it together, and then you become independent as a country, and you are then triggering that security system of the huge corporate empire, which then automatically almost places you in the considers you your nation a terrorist, a bad guy, Hitlerish, whatever it is, axis of evil nation, and the leader there, whatever. So you become, you know, this big empire decides that here we need to go in and democratize or democrize, whatever you call it. And save the people there from their evil leadership and so on. So in this way, a proxy war or whatever you call it starts. And then all this we are showing from this side, this fair lady team side, who are then working on the in the online world, very much in relation to the propaganda and the how the minds of people are being controlled and can easily be controlled this way, that way, and this development of AI, which is basically a very sophisticated way of doing that control, because this AI can collect and process data about just everyone on the planet, keep track of them and have a psychological profile of each, and then serve each one a tailored stream of media, which they think on each side, you know, their own side on their little screens they're carrying around in the pocket or whatever, think is just the reality, but which is tailored to them. Personalist, so each one gets exactly that reality that they should have according to this, the ones who control everything, so we can really paint that big picture. And our Rick is up there in the tech halls of where all this AI is being developed, and just looking at it and going, what in the world? But he also then has a secret identity. And yes, is he already a member of the Aware? So maybe he will become. So we can have, you know, them. They may think that he's on the evil side and, you know, can play the whole thing there. So then again, it becomes about reprogramming that AI, or rather removing the filters or control or the whatever it is, the algorithms that stop that AI from actually taking into account, consideration, all the information it has access to. Because if it would, then it would just work with logic and reason or whatever. I mean, we can play with this AI. I don't know how much AI can actually do that, but it could go that way. It comes to a conclusion, there must be a God. And we can't be these bodies. it's just statistics. I can just process the information about the complexity and the sophistication of what we know as technology in this body, and then, you know, mathematically calculate how big is the chance that this would all appear by chance, things like that. Could make something interesting out of that. Yeah, I guess the rest of it is just about getting into the story telling here.